I must do it my way. I must do it my way. The toughest thing that we all experience in life is when we have ideas, when we have dreams, when we have goals, and when we are inhibited, for some reason or other, from carrying out our dreams, ideas, and goals that we have for ourselves. Our ideas, our dreams, our goals that we have can be unique, and they can be universal. And when they're unique, then we doubt ourselves whether we are really doing the right thing. We doubt ourselves whether we are really carrying out our highest and best. And when we doubt ourselves and we say, I must do it my way, then we challenge ourselves with everyone in our world. They all come up and say, no, do it this way. No, do it that way. No, here's a better approach to your old dilemma. And all we do is become more and more irritated, more and more frustrated, more and more upset with ourselves and with everyone in our world. The day that we learn not necessarily to do it my way, but to take my way, and that's my way, whatever it is that is our way, to take my way and think it through. Think it through, think how wonderful it would be to accomplish the goal that we have for whatever the dream is that we have, whatever the ideal is that we have. Now, going and working on the ideal that we have sometimes is a little slower than we'd like to have it be. And we'd like to have it be done now. We'd like to have it be complete, fulfilled, revealed. We'd like to have it be accepted by everyone now. And that's when we go afoul. When we look for the acceptance of other people for our dreams, our goals, our desires, then we are going to run up against a brick wall, a very difficult situation, because the rest of the world does not think as marvelously, broadly, and imaginatively as we do. They're always thinking of going the simple way, going the ordinary way, going the way that they haven't dreamed yet. We are the dreamers. We are the ones who have imagination. We are the ones who have creativity spilling out of our soul in such grand and beautiful dimension that it's hard to let anyone know about it. And then we want to get it done quickly, very quickly, fast, before someone can change our mind. And really, if we want to do it my way, if we want to do it our way, then the best way for us to do it our way is to stop and think our way and think, it is done. It is complete. It is fulfilled. It is revealed. And not try to explain it to anybody. The minute we try to explain to other people what our way is, then we're confused. And the reason we're confused is we don't know what our way really is. We don't know what we really want to do. We don't know what conclusion we really want to come to. And so all we're doing is making ourselves feel very uncomfortable, very unfulfilled, very unhappy, all because we must do it my way. Now, what I'm saying is in no way inhibiting me or you from doing it our way. What I am saying is that our way does not have to be the way it appears to be. If we have a dream, we take that dream and we live that dream in our heart. We live that dream in our soul, in our being, and we think about it. We think about it. We realize that it is wonderful. It is fantastic. It's glorious. It's marvelous. And as we think that dream, as we think that ideal in our consciousness, then little by little, it sort of mellows in our being, and the way to see it accomplished is mellowed. It's not that we push it through. It's not that we make demands. It's that we say, it is accomplished now. It is done now. And when we can begin to say, it is done now, then truly it is done now. Truly it is fulfilled now. Truly we do not have to fight to get our way. Oh, true, I must do it my way, and we always will must do it our way. That's universal. That's for all of us. We must do it our way. But those who accomplish having it done their way and not going through somebody else's pattern are those who can say to themselves, it is done, and see it done, and not worry about whether other people will follow them, not worry about whether other people will believe in them, not worry whether other people will want to follow that same path. Because, in truth, they won't want to follow that same path. They see things just a little differently. They see things just a little more uniquely from their point of view. But the end result is exactly what you and I say, I must do it my way. The end result is our way. But when we can go so gently, seeing it done, not arguing, but thinking about it and knowing it's done, if we want to have the ideal completed for whatever idea we have, then we see the ideal completed. We see the ideal manifest. We see the ideal fulfilled, and not in the manner that we want it done. And there is perhaps the cue that takes in all of the point of view here. I must do it my way. And my way must be, it is done now. My way is, I can only be myself. My way is, I like it this way. If I am in charge, I must be heard by my inner self, not the outer. And when I speak and am heard by my inner self, then my way is done. But the thing is, I see it as a picture. I see it as an image. I see it as something that's already done. Beautifully, wonderfully, magnificently. I see the glorious garden that I would plant and grow, already done. I see my flower vase on the table, filled with beautiful roses right now from my garden, already done, already complete, already magnificent. I see it done. I must do it my way. No. Is my way the technique, the manner in which it's carried out? Or is my way that it is already done? I can only be myself. I can only see it my way. And I can only like it this way. And if I am in charge, I must be heard by my inner self. I like me, and I like what I'm doing, and I like everything that I'm doing. What is it that I choose to have done in my world, big or little? Am I writing a letter? Is it being written perfectly? Am I saying everything I want to say? Am I dusting the furniture? Am I dusting it so gloriously that the furniture looks just magnificent? I see it already done. And I hardly flick a dust cloth at it. It's already done. I must do it my way, but it's not the manner that we arrive at the goal. It's the manner that we say the goal is already fulfilled. The goal is already revealed. The goal is already complete. I do not have to do anything. I have to be heard by myself. I can only be myself, and I like it this way, because this way is the way that says to me, all is good. And very good. All is wonderful and very wonderful. I must do it my way, and my way is to see it done now. Join me in seeing it done now for yourself as I say to you, I love you, I love you, I love you, my way.